97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Election Day Eve to all of you listening right now. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark Cox, who will return tomorrow from his Alaskan hunting trip. So in the meantime, Scott Jagow filling in for me this morning.
Good morning.
And I hope by now, with the polls opening in just under, well, less than 24 hours now, 6 a.m. tomorrow, I hope by now you know what's on your ballot. You've seen a sample ballot. You've done the research on the candidates who will be on your ballot. You know where to vote. All of these questions can be easily answered. Secretary of State's website has all that information. And of course, Mark Cox took the time. He took a lot of time, by the way, to put together that voter guide. He doesn't typically do that for the primary. But these are just so crucial. Some of these key races right now, including who's going to be Missouri's next governor. He has endorsed Bill Eigel and endorsed other candidates for some of these bigger races. You can check that out at 971talk.com. I've been sharing that with some of my friends, my family, people who just want to know that somebody is like a true conservative, because we've seen that time and again where you hear somebody and all these phony ads that are just full of lies, you know, saying what they've done or what the other candidate hasn't done. And it's hard to sort fact from fiction in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the primary and the results, see where we're headed as we get closer to the presidential election. Man, the Democratic convention's in a couple of weeks.
And speaking of, Kamala Harris is expected to announce her VP pick. It's sounding more like it's going to be tomorrow. I guess she could surprise us and it could come today. But it sounds like the three top people are going to be Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. I don't think it's going to be him. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. I think it's going to be Josh Shapiro. They're supposedly going to be rallying together in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a white dude.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. She's going to try to win over those independent voters, maybe people who left when Joe Biden was senile and, you know, he was refusing to step down, who maybe went to RFK Jr. and now they see Kamala Harris. And for whatever reason, people are weirdly excited who were not excited like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And of course, all those guys, one thing they have in common is they're in states that are close in the polling. So she wants to tip the scale on that.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot going on today. This hour, we have Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. You know, I want to talk to him about Biden saying he wants to reform the Supreme Court. Can he even do that? What does that mean? That's what he says he wants to do during the remainder of his term here in office. It's just an absolute joke. We have Nicole Murray with a check of business and other news. I'm skipping ahead. Scott, you're going to be next hour. Not this hour, but you will be doing another. No, I'm sorry, not another.
No,
you're going to be doing Scott on the Spot.
Yes, next hour, Scott on the Spot. This hour, in other news.
You will be doing that. Yes, a double dose of Scott Jagow. But right now, let's go to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
What do you think voters should think when she's reversed herself on several issues?
I think that voters should think that she's a human being who learns new things every single day.
Yeah, that should explain all of it, right? The fact that Kamala Harris regularly switches her stance on a lot of key issues, you can just chalk that up to the fact that she's a human being.
A woman in a van in front of me hit a bear and killed it, a young bear. So I pulled over and I picked up the bear and put him in the back of my van because I was going to skin the bear.
This story is just weird. So RFK Jr. comes out and he says that some woman in front of him in a van in New York City hits a bear back in 2014. And just now he's finally acknowledging. He's like, yeah, I helped her drag the bear basically to an area and just left the bear underneath a bicycle. This is just weird.
But religion, you know, it gives you some hope. Gee, if I'm good, I'm going to heaven.
Do you believe in heaven?
I do.
Okay, so that's Trump on Fox News. Yes, religion gives you hope. Not sure that's exactly how it works, that just because you're good, you're going to go to heaven. In fact, I know that's not it. I hope Trump knows the Lord, but nonetheless, he absolutely has my vote in November.
Please tell us what you told President Biden to persuade him to step aside.
Well, I've never shared any conversations with a president of the United States publicly, no.
Lying, lying. Raise your hand if you believe Nancy Pelosi, that she in no way spearheaded the effort to get Biden to drop out of the race. That's just bogus. I believe she was the main driver of that.
There were several stories saying that before it happened.
Right. So CBS Sunday Morning, that's where she was doing this interview. And they even said that. It's very well documented that she was the one who was really behind all of that. She just said some absolutely ridiculous things, you know, asked about Biden's cognitive decline in denial about that. Carl, play clip number four for us.
Had you seen a decline in Joe Biden, and did you think he needed to step aside?
No. My whole point was, whatever he decides, but we have to have a more aggressive campaign.
Yeah, whatever he decides, wink, wink, and he has decided to step down. He will step down.
With no pressure from anyone whatsoever.
Especially not her.
Yeah.
This next bite I want to play for you is probably the most laughable bite. Listen to clip number five.
Such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States.
Are
want
you
to
really
know what comes next?
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore. Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden. We have big needs for our country.
I'm sorry. That is
oh
an embarrassing thing to say.
Can you imagine Joe Biden's face up there with these incredible presidents we've had? Teddy Roosevelt, Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Joe Biden.
Yeah. You could go through quite a few presidents in the past 100 years. Before you get to Joe Biden. I mean, a lot, maybe all of them.
I think that's what's frustrating is people want to lift him up on a pedestal. They were so irritated he refused to drop out of the race. Then as soon as he drops out, they're like, he is a hero. He is so selfless and he is willingly stepping down for the good of the country. And then, you know, like I was saying earlier, people who despised Kamala Harris and said she had no chance to win against Donald Trump. All of a sudden, she's basically hailed a hero, lifted up as an icon. And she's already, by the way, passed the threshold that she needs to become the official nominee for the Democratic Party. There was this DNC roll call vote. She's going to be it. And, you know, she has to be very strategic in who she picks for that VP because, I mean, she is so progressive, considered the most progressive senator at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And... But is that going to be really enough? Like, how much of an impact does a VP pick have? The top of the ticket, I feel like, is the most important thing.
This is, I mean, it appears that this election is really, really going to be about turnout. Who shows up to vote in November? Because there aren't that many in the middle voters, people who are just like, oh, maybe I'll vote for Trump. Oh, maybe, or maybe I'll vote for Harris. I mean, there's no way there are that many people that are considering both.
Well, that's when I hear people who say there are all these undecided voters. I'm like, give me a break.
There's no way.
How are you undecided? These are two polar opposite candidates. How have you not made a decision at this point? You've got a few months left to go. My gosh, take some time and figure out where you stand. Because this is going to be such a key election. And I'm so tired of people making up these stupid excuses for not voting. People died for our right to vote. And my gosh, like this is our future. This impacts our lives. And I think people are in denial about the impact that has. So, all right. When we come back, we have Hans von Spakovsky, of course, the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I want to talk to him about what Joe Biden said when he spoke to us from the Oval Office talking about how he was not going to be running for re-election. And he said, oh, you know, I'm going to reform the Supreme Court before my term is over. How exactly is that going to work, Mr. President? We're going to talk to Hans about it when we come back. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark.
In 2022, the court overruled Roe v. Wade, the right to choose. That's been the law of the land for 50 years. 50 years. The following year, the same court eviscerated affirmative action, which had been upheld and reaffirmed for nearly 50 years as well. And now there's an extreme movement and agenda called Project 2025. Well, by the way, they're serious, man. They're planning another onslaught attacking civil rights in America.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark this morning. Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
We all heard Biden say that when he did his speech saying he was dropping out of the race, talking about how he wants to reform the Supreme Court. That is unconstitutional. How is that even possible that he would do that?
Well, it isn't. He said that he wants to put in 18-year term limits, and sorry, but Congress can't do that. Congress didn't create the Supreme Court. The U.S. Constitution did, and the justices have tenure for life. So unless the states pass a constitutional amendment putting in an 18-year term, that's not going to happen. By the way, I found it pretty ironic that he was saying, oh, an 18-year term is needed. He served 36 years in the U.S. Senate. He doesn't seem to think term limits are required for U.S. senators.
Right. Not if it applies to him. But, I mean, we've heard that the Democrats say they want to pack the court. They will go to whatever length necessary to make sure they have the advantage.
Yeah. And, you know, what they're upset about are, in particular, recent decisions by, Roe versus Wade, which simply said, you know what? The Constitution doesn't say anywhere in it anything about abortion. So we're returning this to each of the states where it was for the first 200 years of our history, the states to determine what the law is on this. All they were doing was not creating an imaginary right in the U.S. Constitution. But look, they're also upset over some recent decisions that pulled back the power of the federal government. And you know, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and everyone on the left, they want an all-powerful government that can tell us what to do. That's their big goal in life.
100%. I was thankful that I actually saw you tweeting about this, how a federal court stepped in and stopped the Democrats from misusing the Voting Rights Act that would really benefit the Democratic Party as a whole when it comes to Congress. Explain what happened there.
This was an interpretation of the Voting Rights Act. The left has been pushing to protect political alliances. In other words, when Hispanic voters and, for example, Black voters get together and decide that they like the same candidate, well, those kind of districts ought to be protected under the Voting Rights Act. That's what they were claiming. The Voting Rights Act was put in place to stop racial discrimination in voting, not protect political alliances. Unfortunately, Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals covers Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, said, look, this is not what the Voting Rights Act was meant to do.
Right, because, I mean, we've seen them do this across the country where they're trying to switch up the line so that it makes it more beneficial to them, right?
Right, for Democrats, not for Black voters, Hispanic voters, but for Democratic voters. And that is a misuse of the Voting Rights Act. You know, when we heard that clip of Joe Biden saying, oh, they're against civil rights. No, what we're against is the abuse of federal civil and voting rights statutes to help a political party. And notice he was critical of the Supreme Court's decision in the Harvard University case. In other words, Joe Biden was saying that he thinks colleges and universities across the country ought to be able to discriminate in their college admissions against people on the basis of their race.
Yep.
Tell that to the average parent across the country and see how they react to that.
100%. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, thanks as always for your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right, we are back with a check of business. Nicole Murray, I'm sure you guys have been really, really busy because right now on Twitter, stock market crash is trending. And I know there's a lot of talk about a possible recession coming.
Stocks are actually a little bit of a mess. It's interest rates have low, have dropped a little bit with real estate. Even cryptocurrency lost a few hundred billion in value. Things are a mess.
Yeah. Well, I know you had the whole situation in Japan with that Nikkei index dropping more than 12%. I mean, yeah, you have to wonder what kind of an impact it's going to have worldwide.
I'm a little concerned, to put it nicely.
Yeah, I think we all are. All right, fill us in on what's going on.
Okay, so here we go. Hold on. Futures are sharply lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 610, the NASDAQ lost 417, and the S&P 500 down 100. The Dow Industrial futures have dropped by more than 780 points. The NASDAQ down 4%, and the S&P 500 futures are down 2.7%. Japan's Nikkei index plunged more than 12%, making it the biggest single-day percentage drop since 1987. European stocks have also fallen by nearly 2.8%, and tech stocks shed 5%. And as a result of the plummet, mortgage rates have also tumbled to their lowest since April of last year, after a weak jobs report sent bond yields sharply lower and boosted Wall Street's expectations for an interest rate cut in September. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage dropped to 6.4%. That is according to Mortgage News Daily. In an attempt to deflect blame, CrowdStrike said Delta Airlines had rejected on-site help during last month's massive outage that sparked thousands of flight cancellations. Delta CEO Ed Bastain estimated the mass cancellations after the outage cost the company $500 million. The Justice Department is investigating NVIDIA based on accusations that the tech giant has abused its market dominance in selling chips that power artificial intelligence. Agency officials said they are specifically looking into whether NVIDIA is pressuring its customers unfairly to retain business. This includes allegations that the company is threatening to punish those who buy products from its competitors. Deadpool and Wolverine is already the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. The Marvel Studios film raked in $97 million during its second weekend in theaters, bringing its two-week domestic total to nearly $396 million. Thriller movie Trap opened with $15.6 million. The live-action Harold and the Purple Crayon debuted with $6 million. And finally, love may not be in the air. A study by the Pew Research Center says that one in four adults will remain single for life. There are a few reasons for this shift: changing societal norms and a bigger focus on personal growth.
You mean a focus on themselves and doing whatever they want to do?
I think there's a difference between all about yourself versus trying to get better, improve your coping mechanisms, your physical fitness, how you eat, all that other stuff. Personal growth.
Well, I'm all for personal growth, but I think some of these like self-help books have gone way too far. It's like, whatever you want to do that makes you happy, make sure you do that.
I don't have much to say because I'm still in the single pool.
No, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. For sure, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it feels like it.
Go find your man, Nicole Murray. Go find yourself a good old man.
Oh, we're working on it. We're working on it. If not, I'll just be that crazy dog lady, 2,700 dogs. And either way, I guess it's going to be great.
You better save up for dog food if you're going to have that many dogs. All right. Hey, thanks, Nicole. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks so much.
That seems, gosh, she one in four is what she said? Forever? Yeah. Single forever?
That seems high.
I know people are getting married later. Like, I didn't get married till, you know, after I was 32, I guess, when I got married. But still, I mean, I just didn't find, I wasn't like, I wanted to stay single. I didn't find my husband until I was almost 31.
Right. No. When you were talking about that subject, it sounded like the word that was on the tip of your tongue was narcissists.
I don't know. I just have a problem with this whole mindset people have now of like, if someone's not adding to your life, cut them out. And it's like, whatever happened to this whole notion of like serving other people? And I don't know. I just think this whole me,
you have to
me,
serve yourself first.
No, well, no, I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. I think you serve.
So continue the toxic relationships.
I think you serve others. No, I'm not saying that you stay in like an abusive relationship. Absolutely not. No way would I advocate for that. But I do think that there's some work that needs to be done on the mindset that some people have, is all I'm saying. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with singleness. I'm not saying that. I just, you know, I don't know. All right. I wanted to talk about this weird bill in Massachusetts. Just Massachusetts. This shouldn't really surprise that many people, I guess. But this bill that just passed the Senate, so now it just needs the governor's signature, and she is expected to sign it. It would redefine who qualifies as parents on the birth certificate, basically. So What it would essentially do is remove the terms like mother and father. They say they want to ensure legal parentage equality for children born to parents without regard to the marital status, gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation of their parents, or the circumstances of their birth, including whether they were born as a result of assisted reproduction or surrogacy. So like I said, it would remove the terms father and mother, and it would be replaced with more inclusive terms like parent or the person who gave birth. I would be upset if the birth certificate or something said, and the person who gave birth to Easton, no, the mom, me, I gave birth to Easton.
Well, it's the world we live in, I guess.
No, you're 100% right. But like obviously you have to pick your battles because some of them are not worth fighting. But this one might, in my opinion, be worth fighting in Massachusetts. It sounds like the train is already going down the tracks and it's hard to stop it at this point because the governor is expected to sign it because it's a liberal state. But this is the type of stuff that bothers me because this is what we're seeing play out in the Olympics. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about that whole situation with the two male boxers and why they were allowed to fight women. They've both won their matches and now they're guaranteed a medal. And people are hailing them as heroes like, oh, the first women from these countries to win a medal. No, they're men. They have XY chromosomes. They have elevated levels of testosterone. They're men. They have the physical advantage.
I had a conversation the other day with someone, and they said, you know, it's a great idea. If you want to quit drinking, pretend you're pregnant. And I said, well, if you're a woman. And she was like, that is the most straight thing you could possibly say. She was like offended by the idea that I was saying, yeah, great. If you're a woman, you can pretend you're pregnant. And
how dare you, Scott J. Gow?
What if you're in the world?
If you're a birthing person, right? Is that what she would want you to say, a birthing person?
I don't know. I was just like taken aback by the fact that she was so upset that I said that.
Gosh, I mean, you have to put a stop to this stuff.
Are men able to have babies? Did I miss something?
They can't breastfeed, although they like to call it chest feed. I don't know if they want to put like a fake, you know, on their chest, like Meet the Fockers, you know, and pretend that they're actually going to get
me.
I have nipples, Fokker. Right? Can you milk me? Yeah, one time I milked a cat.
Yeah. What's funny? Little.
We are living out in that world. Although they don't think that you have to just strap it on, they think that you actually can produce milk. That men can lactate. Give me a break. I keep going back to this, but this is why it is so important that you show up tomorrow if you've not already early voted. Get out and vote. If you are living under a rock, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you have to by now know tomorrow is the Missouri primary. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. The polls are open. Go look at the Secretary of State's
7
office.
PM.
What did I say? 7 a.m.?
You had it open for 1 hour.
No, thank you. It is 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. They are open. You can see a sample ballot, Secretary of State's website, but go to 971talk.com. You can look at Mark's voter guide. He has his picks, his endorsements for some of these key races. These are going to be critical. It impacts our daily lives. Please, please, please get out and vote. When we come back, it's in other news with Scott J. Gow. I'm Kim St. Ange for Mark.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
Yes, well, rock band Aerosmith was supposed to come to St. Louis this fall for their farewell tour, but their goodbye came on Friday. In a statement, the band says they've canceled the tour. They're never going back on the road again due to the vocal injury to one of the most iconic singers in rock history, Steven Tyler. Aerosmith says he can't make a full recovery. They called it heartbreaking but necessary to retire from touring. They were formed in 1970.
Wow.
And they ended their announcement saying, play our music loud now and always. Dream on. You've made our dreams come true.
So did we know Steven Tyler had vocal injury?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's a known thing. We just didn't know the extent of it, I
well,
guess.
Well, they were supposed... This the show in October, what, I think the 14th, with Black Crowes opening.
Yep.
That was rescheduled because they said he had to have the surgery, And now they're saying he will not recover from their surgery at all. So they're finished.
So how close to the concert did they cancel it?
It's the whole tour.
The whole tour.
I just think about people who bought like plane tickets.
You're going to get your money
paid
back.
Yeah, but not your plane ticket and your hotel.
Well, it's already been rescheduled once. So,
yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do? The guy can't sing.
Suck
I guess
up.
Get a fill-in.
Sue him.
Yeah.
Go to get
that,
the...
That's the solution. You sue him.
Sue Aerosmith for ruining your October 14th.
Or you get the guy from Journey who imitates
not really, right.
Steve Perry. What a crazy finish in the 100-meter dash. Did you see this at the Olympics?
Yeah, it's
holy
close,
cow.
So close. What?
America,
1 millionth?
5 thousandths of a second. American Noah Lyles won the gold, even though Jamaican Kashane Thompson's foot crossed the line first. The races are judged by your chest through the tape.
Because when you rip that off, you see that there's a sensor in the middle of it.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like very confused by that when I first saw the video. But like you explained, it's by the chest.
Right.
So that's how he won. It's a super interesting, great finish.
It was the closest 100 meters in history. 7 of the 8 runners hit the line together. I mean, they had to do a photo finish, and it took like 20 seconds to figure out who won. It was the closest, as I said, in history. And halfway through the race, Lyles was last out of the 8.
I did not see that video. I heard about this. The video that I saw going around on social media that's viral, and I'm sorry if I'm taking one of your stories, is the guy, was it a pole vaulter?
Oh, man.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
he hit his knees first.
Okay.
And then it hit
his junk.
And that's what knocked the bar over. And mm-hmm. people are just lighting up social
famous.
Media with that. Yes.
Yeah, they're saying he actually won.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the...
He should have won.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be hurting for dates.
Okay.
If I had seen that story, I probably would have come up with a really good pun there, but I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so mom takes her 4-year-old through the drive-thru at Burger King. After they get their food, mom hears the kid say, "I don't want ketchup, Mom."
Oh,
it wasn't ketchup.
Oh.
Their food was covered in blood.
Oh, how does that even happen?
It was an employee who cut his finger. And didn't realize that
and
it was
gave it to
bleeding
the kid.
All over. So Burger King has come out with a big statement saying, "Oh, we apologize. We'll pay for any medical expenses," because the mom wants to get the kid tested. You know,
you don't know.
You don't know.
No.
Anyway,
so clearly they don't wear gloves, or it bled.
Well,
somehow it would have cut the
that's
glove.
A good
and
question.
Bled through the glove.
Yeah, they didn't have a whole lot of detail on that part, but I'm sure it's coming out.
Yeah, or they just didn't look at the burger after they made it. So that's always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you not when you're packaging that burger? How are you not seeing that it's covered in your blood?
That's a great question.
I mean, you just have to know, I guess, when you're going through some of these fast food restaurants that things might be questionable.
Also, they're on a timer.
What, to get as many orders filled as
yes.
quickly as possible?
If you ever go to a fast food restaurant, you'll see that everything's timed. Mm-hmm. And like if it's not fast enough, it starts blinking.
Is that why my order's wrong half the time?
Sometimes.
Well, McDonald's is not very fast. Sorry, their ice cream machine's broken half the time. And I'm telling you, I like a quarter pounder with cheese meal, but they are slow.
Yeah, like they said,
like
hate Chick-fil-A the player.
Is way faster.
Hate
oh,
the player.
Chick-fil-A. They're
the
pro. I mean, nobody's faster than Chick-fil-A. Nobody's more efficient
they
than
are
Chick-fil-A.
Efficient.
And they
they're
say
unbelievable.
My pleasure. It's just nice.
Yeah.
You're called like a client there. I forget what they're. Or next guest. Next guest.
Next
not a client.
Guest. Yeah. And they always get it right. They're just great.
Because they have many people working on it rather than just one.
It's because they have high standards and they hold their
exactly.
employees to
and
those standards, as should every other restaurant.
And like 4 things on the menu. So it's not hard to be
That's
like.
Fine. I'll go with a spicy chicken sandwich every day of the week.
There
not a
go.
Problem.
All right. Well, 14 people were arrested and 10 sex trafficking victims rescued in a sting operation. Wait for it. At Comic-Con.
Ugh.
What
yes.
in the world?
So I guess that's where the police need to be now. At
I
Comic-Con.
Guess so. They got superheroes and sex traffickers.
They do say, though, any big event like that, it tends to bring right. out a lot of those cases, but I didn't think, I've heard like state fairs, I didn't know Comic-Con now was a hot spot.
Well, I'm glad they got the people.
Yeah, I'm glad they got them. Have you ever heard of roommate parenting? A teacher says that's to blame for kids' bad behavior at school at 7:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.